A patient named David Cervantes, spelled C-E-R-V-A-N-T-E-S, date of birth 5/13/56, date of service 2/23/24. This is a 67-year-old male patient. This gentleman comes in today with a complaint of cough, headache. He complains that he can't sleep due to the cough. It's been going on now for 2 days. He's not taking any medications for relief. He is here to be evaluated today. No GI symptoms as well. Also, patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. Carries on his everyday activities in normal form and fashion, but the cough has really seemed to be getting him. And once again, he has started to get a sore throat with this as well. A period and a paragraph. His weight is 179, vital signs, pulse 76, blood pressure 113/50, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99%, current weight 179. Current medications all reviewed in the charts, taking Actos, fenofibrate, lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, atorvastatin, glipizide, levothyroxine, and Lantus, finasteride as well. Once again, dosages are all reviewed in the chart, period, and paragraph. On exam, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, hyperlipid, surgical history, procedures to the right hand and right eye, social history, non-smoker, non-drinker. Labs today include a strep test, a COVID-19 test. They were both negative, period, and a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, is not in any stress. Eyes, pupils are equal round, ears, all within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous, oral mucosa is moist, neck is soft, there's no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy, period, and a paragraph. Heart positive, S1 positive, S2, and no murmurs, lungs are cleared to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, and a paragraph. Assessment and implant, acute pharyngitis and cough. A patient will receive Rocephin as an injection. He's preferring that to antibiotic orally. Nevertheless, he agrees to a Z-Pak, and we will give him that as well. He's going to monitor his symptoms, get plenty of fluid, plenty of rest, and then return to clinic if not improving.